Hey guys, just wanted to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Welcome to COVID Therapy Podcast. I don't know what I'm doing.
Welcome to COVID Derby.
What is this, fourth one, fifth one?
Fourth?
Third? Yes.
No one knows.
Welcome to COVID Therapy
number... Insert number here.
Yeah,
69.
We'll just get into the show and we'll explain it later. Konnichiwa. I know. We bring it back to Konnichiwa. Mm-hmm. Ryan isn't here. Obviously, he would have opened up the show.
Mm-hmm.
Schedules couldn't work out. We're working our balls off.
Yeah.
It's the election season.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give you something. This won't be conspiracy related, but it'll have some talk in it.
There'll be some therapy. Maybe not any conspiracies, but definitely some therapy.
Lots of crying. So it's been a crazy week for all of us. I mean, work, whatever.
Yeah.
Just this week alone. Okay. Let's start. Tuesday was the debate.
Yep.
Yes.
So then it was the finding out. Well, let's start with the debate. We'll just start there. We're going to talk.
Before we even start, I just have to tell you that whenever I even hear someone say debate, it just makes me want to go.
Yeah, bring that back.
I know.
I wouldn't even call it a debate.
I think Jake Tapper summed it up best by calling it a hot mess inside of a dumpster fire inside a train wreck. Did you see that? It was on CNN. Jake Tapper.
That's how you described it. That's a great description.
Yeah. And his co-host said it was a shit show.
Yeah, and I can't remember what her name is, but she was like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. That was a shit show.
It was some people's Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, fortunately, not so much my family, even though we disagree, at least we're, you know, civil. Cool. Yeah.
And this was anything but civil.
This was insane. I'd never seen anything like that before.
I've never seen anything like that, even outside of real quote unquote TV, where you're watching like shows like, I don't know, Game of Thrones or anything like that. This was the most insane thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
I really thought someone was going to start throwing hands.
I thought so too, because...
Like, I'm truly shocked that Biden did not walk off the stage.
I do like the, come on, man, shut up. Shut up, man.
That made me feel pretty good.
I know, I like that.
You're the worst president in United States history.
There were some serious, like, zingers.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, look, Trump is good at that.
Mm-hmm.
He is very good in a, which I wasn't expecting. I mean, I expected it after seeing him with Hillary.
Right.
So I knew coming in this time he was going to be something to deal with in the debate.
Right.
But man, this was so disrespectful.
It really was. Well, especially because of the fact that it was Trump's campaign that agreed to the 2 minutes and to that agreed to the format. And like, I know Biden, I'm not trying to sound, you know, like I'm leaning one way or the other. I think obviously everyone knows the way I lean, but you know, really, I think for Biden to hold his composure the way he did, you know, it made me feel really bad for him because people are always calling him, oh, Sleepy Joe, Forgetful Joe. But like, how would you get a point across or like get a thought out? And he's a former stutterer.
Yeah. I think I plug my own tweet here when I said, not bad for a guy with Alzheimer's on crack. Like, when you build him, when Trump, that's the stumbling block for Trump is when you build him up as this guy who can't string sentences together and he's high on drugs and he's this and that, when all he has to do is just do okay. And
right.
He comes across as like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He was embarrassing for the country.
Yeah, I think there was no real clear winner of that. I think there was just a clear loser, and that was the American population.
Oh, bad for Chris Wallace.
Dude.
That guy, I hope he had like a fifth of something in his dressing room where he walked back and they said, you deserve a massage.
Chris Wallace is the perfect example as to why kindergarten teachers don't get paid enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly. Like, I like, man.
He explained all the hours of preparation he put, like, he and his assistant put into this, like, the questions and everything's earmarked, and it just went out the
fuck. I know. Like, I thought for sure he was going to, like, boy.
He was going to be the one to say, shut up.
I know.
I was hoping for it.
I know. I think he did. I mean, he did say shut up in the most, like, formal, appropriate way that he could.
Yeah, to look professional.
Right. I mean, because you don't want to be the guy that tells the president of the United States to shut up.
No.
So Biden did.
Yeah. Well,
that was deserved.
Oh, so that wasn't even the big news this week.
No.
Because you could move 2 days late. I was at Thursday night, Friday morning.
Friday morning.
I woke up to it on my shitter with my iPad reading that.
What time?
It had to have been, let's see, about 7 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, because I woke up and I read it on the shitter at 4 o'clock.
And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Trump has COVID. Like, scary.
There were a lot of, like, feelings. There were a lot of knee-jerk reactions.
Yes.
Well, I think it was hard for people to gauge the appropriate reaction.
I just know from speaking on text that morning that Josh saw the inappropriate reactions.
I didn't.
So
I totally did.
Follow it's stand-up comedians and some athletes. Right. It's like my Twitter feed, right?
Yep.
So
yeah, I saw a lot of those, like, quote unquote funny ones, like, hey Trump, stay positive. You know, stuff like that.
They're comedians. That's what they do for a living. Sure.
I saw one that's not funny at all. But if I were to laugh at one, it would have been this one.
Okay.
And it was a meme that said, they had the Proud Boys on it. What did he say? Stand back and stand by.
Yeah.
And it said who he thought was standing back and standing by. And it showed a picture of the Proud Boys. Then it said, who actually is standing up back and standing by? And it was the African coffin dancers.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
It's a little morbid, but it made me chuckle a little bit.
We live in an age where everybody can just give their opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
And so take it with a grain of salt. Like, right. What am I going to get all worked up because Fartknocker 7948 with the smiley panda bear icon on Twitter and his 14 followers, you know, like, right, I waste my time getting upset at that guy.
Exactly. My policy has just been, you know what? I just got to stay. I need to stay out of the comment section on local news channels.
Yeah.
Cause you have to slip into your finest radioactive suit.
Think of the type of people that will take time out of their day to have with strangers on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You're not missing anything, but I don't bother with that anymore. I used to get worked up, and I'm like, what am I getting worked up for?
It's not worth it.
No, I like to go to those just to laugh.
Good for you.
They stress me out too much.
I can't find any humor in it.
No, it just makes me sad for humanity. Yeah, I do too.
Why I say it's funny is because I try to look at a lot of that stuff, and I'm like, you guys are all idiots. A lot of people throwing headlines at each other and not
just talking points. And by the way, who's ever changed anybody's mind ever politically?
Exactly. That's the worst. Like,
no one's ever changed my mind.
No.
I've never changed anybody else's mind. I mean,
that's kind of like these people. I'm sure you've probably seen this picture floating around at one point or another, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. It's that picture of Donald Trump standing on a tank with Stallone's body and his head holding a machine gun and an American flag and explosions.
I love that picture, by the way.
I have somebody that is on my prostitution route that has printed out a flag the size of his garage door and has it hanging on his garage door, has Trump signs hanging from the trees on like all over his yard. And I'm like, good God, man.
It's how do I put the Larry_Ga_Ga on Twitter? it is. And it is. I feel it's like in lieu of a personality or
yeah.
in lieu of identity that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see the point of putting a sign up of who I'm supporting because A, it's no one's fucking business. Mm-hmm. And B, I don't want to clean eggs off my house.
Yeah, true. Well,
and who's going to drive by and be like, you know what? I'm going to vote for that for that guy. Now.
7 of him and 8 of him. I guess I'm voting for 8.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole Trump COVID thing, like.
Yeah, that's a whole. I mean,
that's a whole. Will eventually, I'm sure, be an episode of conspiracy therapy many years down the line.
My brother-in-law says he's faking his death so that he can avoid jail time. Or B, he's faking an illness so he can leave the country for special treatment and never come back. So it doesn't go to jail. I prefer number one because I'd like to think that he ends up on an island with Biggie and Tupac.
Right.
In that scenario, that would be dope.
There have been some interesting conspiracy theories.
Everybody's a conspiracy theorist.
I know.
There's
welcome. Join the club.
Right? We were here first. Yeah. There was have you heard about the 10 Days of Darkness conspiracy?
I'm going religion, I'm guessing.
No, it's for QAnon.
Oh, bravo to those guys. They have the best.
Like, oh, for sure.
Like you're eating at McDonald's. They're sit down steak for conspiracy. We're the Big Mac that's been sitting under that lamp for 3 hours.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The one I saw they're saying is going to be that Trump is actually going. He's disappearing. So that way he could fight again and find all the pedophiles like Hillary and he's been giving hints in his tweets about going after Hillary and
he's sick. He is sick. Especially after seeing today's press conference.
Oh
yeah. He is sick. Yeah. They don't just fly. And then the other thing I get upset with is people are saying, well, why should he get all the experiment? Why is he getting experimental drugs? Why is he getting this special drug? Because he's a fucking president,
right?
Like, although I am surprised by that they would even give him that special medication that hasn't been proven yet. Well, I get it.
I think more than we think.
Yeah.
Like,
I think so,
they
too.
They don't give experimental drugs to people who just found out they had cancer.
Right.
They give it to the people who are in stage 4.
Right.
Right.
Which is what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I mean, I had done a Facebook post about it, and my thing is like anybody who listens to conspiracy therapy and all the other shows that we've done, like on Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast.
Oh, nice plug.
You know how we feel. And I personally have never cared for Donald Trump.
Really?
As I did not care for his shows. I've always thought
that show.
I always thought he was skeezy.
Yes, that was the fun of the show.
Well, honestly, that's the thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And you guys like those types of shows, like, you know,
dumb shows
like Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you can just turn it on and you right. The plot.
It's mindless.
Is right
it's like junk food TV.
Exactly.
And one of the greatest, by the way, one of the greatest guests on Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
Because he would tell you whatever. He would talk about going backstage to Teen USA and just like, I own the thing. I can just walk in on these ladies. It's like. That's skeezy, but like, who admits to that?
Right.
So you're exactly. Like, wow, I got to listen to this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want him as president, though.
Well, that's my thing. Is I'm like, I don't care for how he's ran the country and all that. But I do not know Donald Trump, and nor does he know me. It's kind of like when we hit record on our recorder here and we start podcasting. You almost become a different person, or not? Maybe not different's the right word.
Just turning the gain up.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe Trump, like when he doesn't have the cameras on him, he might be kind of a laid back dude.
I have a feeling he might be.
And the fact is okay. A lot of people don't like his good job. Fat cat.
Belly just knocked shit into the
I know
sink.
People feel surprised. Ways about Ivanka and Trump Jr. and Eric, but Barron's only what? 9?
No, he's 13 now.
Oh shit.
Day age.
Yeah, I forgot.
Have you seen him? Dude's like 6'5".
Jeez.
He's taller than Donald right now. That kid's going to be a baller, I think.
Okay. Nice. But yeah, he's young. And Ivanka has kids. Mm-hmm. I believe Trump Jr. has kids, so he's a grandparent.
Yep.
And for all they know, they see their grandpa as like, oh, my grandpa's a president.
You love you almost usually unconditionally love your family members. Right. You just do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they got your back.
Sure.
Usually.
And I feel like the Trump family is probably pretty tight in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is like, all that considered, I don't hope that he dies.
No.
I hope that he can make it through it and that the election happens and it's honest. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother discussion.
That is a whole other discussion.
I hope it's honest, it's fair, and whoever wins is the actual winner.
Yeah.
This feels so, like, I can see why conspiracies are, just the timing of everything.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, they're trying to get this Supreme Court justice through. And, like, this whole timing of it is just ripe for conspiracies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. They can't do any more debates.
No. Thankfully. I don't want to be
right. I don't know if I could tolerate that anyway.
I actually
never wanted a commercial break more in my life.
Yeah, no shit.
I actually was like, wow, now I'm looking forward to the Kamala.
Yeah.
Kamala. And Pence debate. Because I know that'll be civil. Those
right.
are two
oh,
like,
for sure.
seem like two decent human beings.
Well, and that's why, like, man, boy, if hypothetically speaking, Pence were to take office in a situation where Trump was unfit or
unable to continue. Yes.
You know, I feel like at least Pence is more.
He's governed.
Yeah.
This the thing we've never talked about, I guess, as a nation is Trump has zero government experience.
Right.
I mean, he has been literally learning on the job,
right.
but he doesn't want to learn. Right. If that makes sense.
He's like, here's my thing in regards to him, to Trump and COVID. And like, I certainly do not wish ill of him. I don't wish him dead.
Oh,
however,
gosh.
I do wish him, to be treated in such a manner that he either takes this more seriously, or I hope that he is treated in a manner that is similar to the way that he has treated others with COVID. So he gets a little bit of humble pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, I have anti-maskers, virus family members, but God, I would not.
No.
I want them to get it.
Yeah, you hear enough stories from people that are currently going through or have already passed it, and they all say the same thing. Like, they would not wish this on their
Rock. Enemy. The Rock, like the most in shape human being I've ever seen in my entire life, said it messed him up.
Yeah. Well, and we're at a point still where it's hard to say what the long term effects are.
Yeah,
there are people that have recovered that are months ago, and they still can't breathe right.
I heard a story of a kid. Kid could be, you know, 20 years younger than me, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
a younger person who needs a heart transplant because it the inflammation stage, which is going to be is it next week?
Yeah.
For him is when the inflammation, they get this mega inflammation in your body, and that's. Yep. That affects your blood and your heart and your lungs. It's just
the next week is going to be very interesting. Mm. But that's yet again, another conspiracy is that because of the timing, all eyes are on him.
Look, presidents have never been outright honest with their health. Kennedy had Addison's disease that probably would have killed him in the office.
Right.
No one knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Woodrow Wilson had multiple strokes and his wife was running the country at the end because he was stroked out. FDR, they downplayed his health problems. He was in a wheelchair, but you know, they, so this, the problem I think is that with his usage of facts, is that a nice way to say he lies a lot?
Well, yeah, the cure's coming in 2 weeks.
now we're in a position where we don't know if the doctors, like, you think you should be able to trust him, but I don't know if I can.
Well, it's very much like Boy Who Cried Wolf syndrome.
Yeah.
On a much lower, grander scale of like, okay, I've gone and fact checked the majority of things that he said, and they're not true. Like, how are you supposed to believe someone who's consistently lying?
Yeah, you can't. That's mm-hmm. which affects at this point national security.
Right.
You think some of these other countries are like, bet you we can do something right now.
Right.
I'd hate to think that's happening, but.
Yeah.
But how many countries has he upset?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, you're right. There might be somebody like.
Fortunately, the countries he's upset are our friends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. North Korea, though, that's.
That's been kind of a weird. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there now anymore.
No one does. Like, that guy might be dead.
His sister might be mm-hmm. running the country.
Yeah, we don't know because guess what? Their doctors aren't telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yay, the world lives on lies and nothing's new.
Well, that's what was happening this week. Those were the two topics I wanted to
cover. Yeah, for sure.
You forgot one. What? Another fun one. And that was the release of Trump's tax.
Oh my God, that happened this week too, didn't it?
It did. It's been a long fucking week.
Here's what I'll tell you: what $750 buys you some goddamn good medical care.
Yeah,
man.
Another one that is like when they ask him about it during the debate, he says no, it's lies. He's paid millions, and so it's like, okay. Yeah,
you could release.
And that's what I loved was Joe Biden was like, okay, then show us.
Yeah,
prove it.
No, I will. What do you say? I will after the election.
Yeah,
That's what you said last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had read somewhere online that like the next debate, Joe Biden needs to take a stack of $750 and like slap it down on Trump's podium and be like, "Hey, man, next year's on me."
Well, we're probably not going to see that. Yeah, right.
I know.
If he is losing money, which it sounds like, then mm-hmm. yeah, he wouldn't pay taxes. That, right. That totally makes sense. Yeah. But on the other hand, he's then going around to the bank saying, I make a ton of money, lend me money.
Right.
And now he's $420 million in debt mm-hmm. that is coming up by the end of the year. I think end of the year, end of next year, something like mm-hmm. that. Who does he owe that much money to?
Right.
And what kind of leverage can they hold above him?
I feel like
if it's banks, then yeah, there's no leverage. But
it's probably that's another thing with the lying and the trust issues. Is like he probably owes it to like himself. He did some kind of financial loophole mm-hmm. where he borrowed it from like his offshore banking account. So it looks like he's really poor, but he's got money stashed away somewhere else. Like, I don't know. It's all very conspiracy, but I don't know. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
No,
it ain't very far.
The big boy. He said that in the debates about how, well, there's these loopholes, fix them. It's like, well, that's your job.
You're the president.
Right.
That's always his name. Fix it. It's like, well. The election is broken. The system doesn't work. There's cheating. It's like, you're the president. Fix it. You had 4 years.
Right.
Why fix it, though?
Literally your job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're giving tax breaks to all your buddies who are also filthy rich, why would you fix something?
I don't approve of it, but I get it.
Right.
At the same time, you can't sit there and say, well, the election process is broken. It needs to be fixed. It's like, you're the one in charge. Fix it.
Right.
The one thing that really stung me in there. It was like, because everything throughout, it was like a whole lot of April and I looking at each other going, are you kidding me? But the part that really legitimately pissed me off was the bit about mail carriers selling the ballots.
Yeah, that lit me on fire. Not sure if you noticed on underscore guy. And on Facebook, but I won't follow you back. Yeah, that. You're throwing private citizens under the bus. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that we've seen videos of people dumping mail, but they're caught because of the inspection service. Look, they can GPS us to the very second and to within 6 feet of where we are. Mm-hmm. I know people who get written up for taking 2 minutes too long in their lunch. Mm-hmm. We're being watched. There's, yeah. I don't even know how someone could even get away with nowadays with mm-hmm. anything like that.
For sure.
Yeah.
They know when I'm pooping. I mean, I announce it, but still.
Right. I don't know. I was just really disappointed if Josh has been selling ballots this whole time. Like,
yeah. Why am I driving a 2008 Toyota Corolla?
Exactly.
Having the high life and risking 20 years of federal prison for it. I mean,
oh, man. To get like $5 for a ballot, though? Oh, man. No, it's stupid.
You could almost buy a Subway sub.
Right? I could buy a Snickers at least. Yeah. Right? Kill that hunger. Oh. Yeah. I don't like that when they're trying to put blame on public citizens who are doing a service
for their country,
a free service, mm-hmm. and you're throwing them under the bus. That's disrespectful to mm-hmm. millions of people that work for the post office,
yes, which you run. And if that's a problem, fix it.
Right.
You're in charge.
Yep.
It's your postal service. Mm-hmm. It's his service. There's such a lack of responsibility, I guess, or ownership of things that just really drives me. I get driven nuts by people who don't own up to their mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks to own up to a mistake, but...
Well, and I think that's how he's been so successful as a businessman, is he's had enough to do with things that he can take credit for it, but not enough... that if something goes wrong, that he can't say, oh, well, you know, it was this guy's job to get this thing done, and I didn't know, and like...
How many times has he done that to people that have worked for him? We've seen it.
How many people has he got canned from his team?
Yes, his cabinet. Like, McMaster's is this army general that is revered by everybody, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, like, oh, he's a fuck-up. It's like, yep. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's just the fall guy. Exactly. That's enough politics.
Yeah.
Larry_Guy.
Politics, they make me mad.
Rick Moranis got punched in the face. I heard,
like, that's how big of news the thing. This week is insane. 2020. My mom broke two of her front teeth eating chicken today.
Oh, my God.
And so I want to take time and say to my mother, sorry to hear that happen. I hope you get well soon. Have a milkshake.
Yep. Oh my God. No, I had a doozy of a day yesterday. I won't go into details, but this made me laugh and made me really stressed, but I think you'll think it's funny. So I had gotten all of our groceries.
Okay.
Which is a chore in and of itself.
Yeah.
Right? Oh yeah. Groceries, because I sit and I order 2 weeks of groceries at a time.
You get them delivered,
shipped,
right?
Yeah, I do Instacart for my Aldi stuff and ship for my Meijer stuff.
We did that last week.
It's the best ever.
Worth the extra time.
And honestly, and this is what I told Aaron, I oftentimes spend less when I do my shipped because I'm that person that's like, I see there's a pack of EL fudge cookies on sale.
Is that a new flavor of chip?
Yeah, I need that.
Well, you did buy the EL fudge cookies.
Okay, that's at Walmart, and that's because I went in person.
Because Lay's has, I was at my local, more of an urban store, so they seem to have cooler chip flavors there.
Are you talking about the wrap chips?
These were Lay's, but they were a Nashville hot chicken.
Ooh,
what?
Yeah, nice. dude, they taste like, they're spicy, but you taste like chicken skin. Like, it tastes like fried chicken skin.
Oh, that's my
favorite. I don't know how they work this magic.
Sounds fantastic.
Because usually those flavor chips are like I tried the cheesy garlic bread, and I was like, oh, tastes like it made out like a vampire that was killed with it was garlic adjacent but not quite right. Mm-hmm.
It's like the LaCroix of garlic.
It's the opposite of LaCroix because it's too much.
Yeah.
See, I thought I remember us getting but something like that.
Teabagged by an entire clove of garlic.
Yeah, someone taped cloves of garlic to their balls and teabagged me.
Yeah. So okay, so I did my grocery shopping and what is the thing that you always have for dinner on the night you get groceries? For us, it's very much the same.
What are you guys
regularly
trying to think as I gather my thoughts here?
When I get groceries,
we spend all this money
on groceries, and then we get pizza. because I have been looking at food for too long. Now I don't want to cook anything.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's not ridiculous. You've pretty much worked.
Right. I've done enough. Get it.
Oh, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of yesterday.
So I order pizza.
Okay.
Right. And this is after
Little Caesars.
I had ordered Instacart and was there. And shipped my order, nothing was there. So I had to make, I was on my phone with the shipped person for every 2 minutes. It's like, no. I'm sorry, your request of blah, 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 blah is out. And they don't have your substitution of blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Just don't get it.
And she couldn't buy booze either because she's under 21. Yeah,
my shipped shopper was 19.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes. So after all this, I'm like, you know what? It's fine. I'm just going to order pizza. Nothing could go wrong.
It went wrong.
Everything went very wrong. I ordered Little Caesars because we are cheap. And no, I don't mind subpar cardboard pizza.
Aaron loves that stuff too. I am a professed pizza snob.
No, we like Little Caesars.
Proud.
Right. We like Little Caesars because it's cheap and because Crazy Bread is one of the only things my kids will eat.
Crazy Bread?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
It is.
You get garlic butter sauce.
No.
Oh,
I can feel my arteries clogging and I don't give a shit.
Asher can eat a half of an order of Crazy Bread just by himself.
There's something in that Parmesan. I don't know what it is.
Crack.
Sprinkle crack on it.
Yep. So.
Come on, man. I like that. I'm working on my Biden. Sorry.
Okay. So I order on the website. On the app on my phone, and I ordered delivery because that's again how lazy I am.
Or you can go to there, and they got that pizza safe.
I love the pizza portal
safe or whatever it is.
You have to enter your password.
So cool.
But I'm lazy. I don't want to drive the 3 minutes to our local Little Caesars pizza place.
I get it.
So I order delivery, and of course, the delivery for Little Caesars is done through DoorDash.
Right.
So I put my order in, I'm ready to go, and I'm like, woosah, I can finally relax.
Well, and you're forgetting one part.
What?
Yesterday, April actually brought me to work.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so the way that she had planned everything out was that I texted her as I was heading back, so that way she could, I was like, that's your 15-minute warning. Mm-hmm. And then she did the order, so that way it would come in, the pizza would come in before she left. And then
the way I had done it is I ordered the pizza because I wanted it to be here right after we got home.
Oh, right after. Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to pick him up. And this
nice
is, of course,
fresh, yeah.
This is, of course, after I had to drive all the way out to drop off Garrett. And that was a whole other shit storm that I don't have the
recording capabilities to.
So I had to rush back from dropping off Garrett, come home. And then I'm like waiting for him. And I'm like, are you going to be done soon? Because I have a shipped order that's going to be here in like a half an hour and I have to be here. Or it was Instacart because I had to show her my ID because I got wine.
Okay.
So are you coming? Finally, we made it there like 5 minutes before the Instacart girl showed up. But besides the point, because I ordered my pizza so that it would be here when we got home.
Right.
So I'm looking at my order just because, you double check does everything look good? And apparently you should do that before you hit submit the order because I had punched in the wrong address. I had added an extra number to our address.
Oh, shit.
Now, one would think that this would be an easy solution, that there is some way that you can change it in the app. There is not. So it says.
I'm sorry. Have you ever used Uber Eats?
Yeah.
You can text the driver on
right.
there. I don't know about DoorDash, but I know at least you can text them.
Right. So it's in there and it gives me my delivery window. So I'm like, okay, I have plenty of time to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, if you need help with your order, call this number. It's like in the app. I'm like, okay. Burp. So I call this number and it forwards me to like the Little Caesars headquarters of pizza.
Great.
So
now you're talking to Mr. Caesar himself.
Yeah. So I'm on the phone and this guy answers. And he sounds stoned as fuck. Like he was really representing Little Caesar's Pizza
dude,
you got a pepperoni.
No lie, he answers the phone. He's like, hey, man.
I have smoked many a bong with a pizza delivery guy in my 20s.
So I tell him, I'm like, hey, you know, I just put this order in. It's my, everything is right, but my address is wrong. It just, like, my finger must have slipped and hit an extra number. I said, is there any way that you can fix that? Because I, as much as I love giving free pizza to random strangers, I really would like this pizza for myself. So he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. That's actually, we can't do anything with that. That has to go through DoorDash. So if you can write this number down, you can call DoorDash.
Okay.
I'm like, sure. Okay. Like, I guess DoorDash can fix it in their system.
I'm calling people like it's 1997.
Right. Exactly. So I hang up with Little Caesars guy and I call DoorDash. And then another guy picks up after I'm on hold. He's like, hey, how can I help you? And I told him my problem. I'm like, hey, you know, look, the address is wrong. I don't know how.
Can't be the first time it's ever happened.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. So he's like, oh, yeah, that's actually not something I can fix. You're going to have to call Little Caesars. But it gets better because I can't call Little Caesars headquarters. He goes, you have to find out which local Little Caesars chain received your order.
We have about five or six of them around
us. It doesn't tell you on the...
No.
Really?
So, Uber Eats for the win.
Yeah. So I had to call around. I called three of my local Little Caesars before I found
you
the
did
restaurant.
Find it?
Yeah, I did.
Was it too late?
No.
Okay.
I had plenty of time. Sorry. Because it was a Friday night.
I got to let this story breathe. So I'm sorry.
I finally, I'm like, hey, it's the last one I called. I'm like, look, man, I just want my pizza.
Hungry.
I get that this is stupid. I said, do you have my order? And they're like, oh, is it for April? I said, yeah, last name, S-H-O-U-P, Shoup, yes. So she's like, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we have it here. I'm like, okay, so here's what happened. I need my address changed because I put it in wrong. And she goes, okay, let me ask my manager. I'm like, sweet, we're getting somewhere. So I get the manager on the phone. He goes, oh, yeah, that's actually an issue you have to take up with DoorDash.
Oh my God.
I'm like, really? Did they just send me to you? I just talked to DoorDash. I said, can you please just like take my address down, write it on the box? I don't give a shit. Like, figure it out.
Take a Sharpie and write the address. Like, seriously. The DoorDash goes, hey, by the way.
So he's like, he goes, oh, yeah, I can do that. I'm like, perfect. Thank you. So all is well. They have my address, right?
Yeah.
15 minutes later, I get a phone call. Hey, this is Bill, your DoorDash driver. I'm at 1838, the street we live on.
Did it go that high?
Yeah.
All the way that way.
It goes up to like the...
Oh, it goes up for like 8 miles.
This is a Baldwin. You're right. This is a Baldwin street. Yep. Yeah. Not going to give your address away to the listeners. Right. But.
So he's like, yeah, I'm at this address that I had put in on the thing. And it looks like a business. Are you inside? I'm like, I said, no. I said, I called Little Caesars and said, give you my address because it was wrong in the app. And he goes,
poor driver.
He goes, well, can you call DoorDash? Because
here's my address. Bring it. I'll give you an extra $5.
Well,
Jesus.
He goes, well, because I can't mark the order as delivered until I'm at my GPS is at that location.
Mark it and then bring it.
I said, so mark it where you are, drive it to my house. I said, I will give you a huge tip. Please, let's just be done with this. I just want my fucking pizza.
Yeah, the worst part about this all is by the time we got this food, cold as shit.
Little Caesar.
Pizza doesn't matter.
You throw it in the oven for 10 minutes. Which, of course, you're hungry, so...
Because she already had a crazy day, and my work day was batshit.
My blood pressure was so high that I felt dizzy. Ugh. Like, I was so... I'm like, I cannot. If one more fucking thing, swear to God...
This is so... That kind of incompetence always drives me insane. Mm. Like, just
it shouldn't be that hard.
Like, I gotta ask my manager. No, you just say, oh, okay, I'm gonna write it on the box.
Like problem solving. It's called problem solving.
Okay, I get that he can't mark it. But drop it off and then go to market.
Right. Like, I feel like that's fair. I'll give
you an extra $5.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. Yeah. It was... So, yeah, we had our pizza. And meanwhile, the shipped order came late. So I got all my cold groceries are on the table. And I'm like, I need to put these away. And Josh is like, no, you need to eat the pizza. I'm like...
Six and a half dozen of another.
Yeah,
and then right after we finish eating, then Instacart shows up.
Yep. Well, at least it was after you ate.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. We need to take a break or something.
That's a good idea. Let's take a pizza break, and then we'll be back with some other subject that we figured out on the break. Bye. Konnichiwa back. I don't know what you'd say when you come. We're back. Psychotherapy. There you go. You lasted through the politics. Now we'll just not talk this
at all.
Just. I think Josh has. It looks like you got something on your
mind.
Yeah,
I do. It's kind of exciting. But this is a couple different things here. So Larry, about a week ago, you were like, you know what I want to do? I want to watch the news. Or play some video games, and you're like, oh, get my popcorn, get my comfy blankets, and my pillow.
I'm a popcorn connoisseur.
Yeah.
You get yourself all mm-hmm. jazzed up to watch something. You sit down on your couch, you got your baby boy on one side, mm-hmm. got your wife on the other.
Life is good.
And go to click the remote on the TV, and...
It made this, like... zapping sound, this popping electric, just not good.
Did it make like a Star Wars blaster gun sound?
It sounded more like
oh yeah,
like
that's not a good sound to hear.
Apparently it's the motherboard, which we found out by Googling.
Yeah. But
my TV started making zapping noises. It was an old 10-year-old plasma. So it was one of those giant, beastly, heavy...
heavy as shit.
Dude, that thing pumps out heat. I did not realize how much heat pumps out of a plasma TV. Like, and it's right where we put it is in the corner, and right behind is the thermostat. So you'd have to like adjust your thermostat by your TV usage. Awesome. So it was a 55-inch plasma. And I'm like, all right, 10 years. I had it when we bought our house. Mm-hmm. I bought the TV and a PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how I swung that, but I did.
Well, I think that's always like you're buying a house. Like, we're spending all this money. You know what? I feel like we should also buy this new guitar.
Furnish the house.
Well, at the time, this is when Obama had this was right after the 2000, you know, that the market crash. Mm-hmm. So they were giving, if you. First time buyers got a tax refund.
Mm-hmm.
If you made any sort of green upgrades, I went out and bought a new screen and front door,
mm-hmm.
and my uncle came over and we installed a new door, two new mm-hmm. doors, and we got all these tax return mm-hmm. stuff for that. And I was like, well, I can work. But yeah, the TV shit the bed. It like you could smell like that burning electric.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, I agree. So this week I got a new TV, 65-inch.
Yeah.
I even got the LED strips like you guys have.
Nice.
That's so awesome.
It is.
It looks cool. It does. They say it cuts down eye strain, but whatever. That's how I sold it to Aaron. Yeah. I'm like, cuts down eye strain.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
just looks cool.
I just want to see green when I'm watching a ball game. but yeah, I bought a new TV, LED.
And that means that when in 5 weeks, you could be like, you know, Aaron, I think I smelled electric from the Xbox.
I'm going to probably wait till after Christmas. A, they'll be available. I guess it's very hard to even land an Xbox or PlayStation right now. Easier to get a PlayStation from what I understand.
Yeah.
No. No. They're both. It's here's the thing.
Because I know you got a PS5 on order.
I did. And I am so jazzed for that because in all the years I've been a big gamer, I've never, ever once bought a system on launch. It's always been... the earliest was actually the PlayStation 4. I got that was probably about 8 months.
Okay.
Six to eight months after it came out is when I got it.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that because there just aren't a lot of games out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Like the Wii was the only one I stood in line for.
Sure.
It was weird because my cousin was in front of me and I didn't even realize it. Like all of a sudden she turns around, I'm like, hey, we could have been talking for the last fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
We've been real awkward if you're like, man, this girl in front of me's got a nice ass.
I bought that from this store called Circuit City.
I remember Circuit City. Yep. I loved Circuit City. That and Media too. Play.
No, that was it. Was Media?
What?
Well, Media Play had the most epic CD selection.
Trying to think. I think it was a Media Play, and then it was a Circuit
City. They were next to each other
because Media Play, when they went out, the soundboard. A lot of it is like they had sampled, like just weird sound effect CDs. I give them for like a penny a piece or something.
Yeah,
nice.
But
Media Play went out of business. So what's the first game you're going to get for that PS5?
Well, it depends.
That's for adults.
As you guys know, I do video game reviews, so I write for, I'm the chief editor and half owner of demonvideogame.com. And so, I do reviews.
When did you get upgraded to chief editor?
Oh, I've been doing that now for about a year or so. Yeah, I listen to the AIM and Amaris, and while I'm editing, no, I don't. But it's really cool,
Chief Thumb Blister.
Dude, there's days where I'm like editing like 3-4 reviews, and I'm like, God, this sucks. But then I'm like, oh, this code came in for game. Sweet.
What's the new Crash Bandicoot 4 just showed up on our PlayStation? Hey. It was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday morning.
Is that the newest game you've got?
Yep, I have that. And then I also got the Metal Gear Solid 2 Konami Collection for GOG, that PC.
I think I saw that on your Twitter. Plug your Twitter, by the way.
That's Game and Pod. Oh. Dachshund and the cat are fighting.
There's a cat.
Well, they're playing, actually, because she loves him. So yeah, it depends. I might be able to get some games as soon as they come out for PS5. Mm-hmm. But I do have a lot of games too that are going to be automatically upgraded to PS5.
I know Madden does that.
Yep. So I have
NBA
Madden.
2K is like you buy it and then you can upgrade, which is really cool. I don't think they've ever done that before that I can think of.
Not automatic free upgrades.
No, you had to like pay an extra. It's like, well, I already bought that one.
Right. So I have a few games like that, but it just depends. But I was like, it hit me. I forgot that they announced it so late because I was talking to April yesterday and I'm like, dude, we're only 5 weeks away from when it comes out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really excited. But I've actually, it's because you had mentioned with Xbox, like I've kept an eye on that because they have the all access that you can do, which is a pretty decent deal.
And you pay for the Xbox monthly, correct?
It's $35 a month. And you get 2 years of Game Pass for free.
I'm pretty sure I can swing that deal with Aaron.
So, but the thing is
is that just for pre-orders or are they just,
that's all the time. You can do it now for Xbox S.
Okay, but I won't. I mean, like the part where you get to pay for your Xbox as you go along.
You can pay it off immediately if you wanted.
Right, but I'm... I mean, okay.
He's saying, is that something you have to do upon launch? Or is that if Even after the Xbox has been out for 5 months, can you sign up for that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do it anytime.
That's dope. I like that.
And you can do it for any one of their systems. That's what.
Okay, so you can do it right now if you wanted to.
You can
ball on a budget. You could get an Xbox S right now and pay it off as you go, which is dope for people who can't.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I feel like video games are such a huge part of culture, but like people who can't afford, you know, a $500 console, it's tough.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with my younger brother who balls on a budget when it comes to video games. He literally buys everything at like consignment stores and just pays pennies on the dollar that everybody else is
calling you like, oh man, you ought to see the graphics on this PS2 game.
I'm happy for him. I'm glad he's doing it that way.
Yeah, I have a buddy who does the same thing. He's always a generation behind.
Dude, it's new games to him, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's he got a PS4 about a year ago now. He's like, yeah, it was great. I bought it for $150. He's like, and all these games that I've heard about this whole time.
Are like $5 a piece.
Exactly. Yep. He's like, I can go to GameStop and buy them all used for super cheap. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's smart. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind being a patient gamer.
Yeah,
I think that comes with age. I'm getting more patient with that. Like, I saw this year's Madden, I'm like, no, doesn't look that good. Yeah, what just happened there? Check your cable. There we go. Looks like we need to replace. That looks like the last cable.
It is this one. So, yeah, I have Madden. It's, I would pass on it.
Really not that different. Sports games are weird, I don't know.
I want to get the new NHL game at least.
Hockey's fun.
Hockey's always fun.
But like you're saying, if you say now they, I guess they're doing the EA Play on
Game Pass
on PS4 though.
Yes,
or PlayStation altogether now.
Yep. And then, well, the thing is, Xbox, they did probably one of the biggest acquisitions in gaming history with buying Bethesda. Or, well, they bought ZeniMax, which owns Bethesda.
Is that English?
ZeniMax is a huge company
because they're known for their bugs.
Yes, but they paid because
So Microsoft owns Bethesda now.
Yes,
no, it's getting okay. You can explain this more to me because you are more knowledgeable. It seems that the exclusives are dying.
They're because not.
You have Sony now going to put their MLB out on all the consoles now.
Well, there still are a lot of exclusives, but with PlayStation, they announced Final Fantasy 16. Like, can we do something different?
Honest question: is there any other franchise that has that many releases? Mario, I suppose.
Yeah, Mario has. It's funny. I was talking to Garrett about that. Not long ago, because he's like, how many Mario games are there? I'm like, I don't know, probably like 50. Right. We looked it up and it was like 200.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. And I was like, well, yeah, there's like Mario. It's not just Mario 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because they never did anything like that. You have Galaxy 2, Mario 64.
Well, and really anything, I'm sure they're counting anything that Mario has been in. So like the Sonic Super Smash Brothers and stuff like that.
Sonic versus Mario Olympics.
Yeah.
Fucking fun, by the way. I got it on sale for like $35.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit that. I reviewed that one too, and that was a fun one.
Game.
Yeah, there's an easy answer, and you should have already thought about this. Madden.
Yeah, no kidding. That came out in like 89, I think.
Yeah, those have been around forever.
I had the original PC.
PC, yeah. Not a great game.
No, it was cool because you could like draw up your own plays, which I think needs to come back because it shows you how hard it is to actually make a play.
Yeah.
Like to design a play to football.
You just want everybody to go out like, no, I'm doing a shotgun for everybody.
Well, you can't. Oh, I guess linemen can't go out there, but.
I'm still playing Animal Crossing.
Halloween update. Does that come out yet?
It's out.
Okay.
Yep. I've been really enjoying it.
Still got to send you that Eliminate, this electronic artist named Eliminate, who he does weird things. Like he took the latest one, he took SpongeBob's laugh and turned it into a dubstep song.
I love it.
He's taken his toilet flushing and turned it into a dubstep song.
Wow.
Well, he took an Animal Crossing, the music that he can play, he sampled all the things and then wrote a song out of all the Animal Crossing music.
Yeah, that's right up your alley.
I gotta send it to you.
Yeah, it's the new update is actually, it's really fun. I've been really impressed.
I tend to,
it's like, very Halloween-y. It's fun.
I will, when the updates come out, I do come back. Mm-hmm. So that is a good idea.
Yeah.
It draws me back in.
I know, because they space them just as I'm like, I'm starting to get bored of doing the same. But it's every 3 months. There's a seasonal update because they have to change the seasons on your island. Yep. But they have a lot of in-betweeny, like, little updates. They have fun stuff, too. So
I think it's cool that back when I started, when you started, and like there was no such thing as updates. Like if the game had a bug, that you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to live with it.
Yep. So cool that, like, No Man's Sky.
You want to talk about a game that's,
you bought it $50. You got, or you bought it for 60 brand new. You got your money's worth because they're still updating that game.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the coolest success stories in video game history.
That game blew when it came out.
Yeah, it wasn't what they promised.
No.
Which, not at all. And now it's like they've added so many features. It's like, if you played it when it first came out, and you play it now, it's a completely different game.
That's what I haven't played the new update, but I hear it's really good.
That's ridiculous.
That's a fun game. I like those type of explorey type games.
You know what's a game you might like? A game that Asher's addicted to. We got it for the Switch. It's called What the Golf.
Oh yeah, that looks good. I'm waiting for it to like drop. I'm a cheap guy. I'm like, if that drops $5, I'll get it. It's already like $20. Like, come on.
He loves it.
It's anything but a golf game.
I was like, yeah. Are they golfing with a couch?
Yep. Yes.
I'm in.
Yep.
Oh yeah, there's levels in there that are like a Mario game. It's anything but a golf game.
It's very addictive.
But it's still golf, a golf game.
It looks fun.
Yeah, because
you're
like,
right. It's
ridiculous. Garrett also, like, I got it and I probably played about 3/4 of it, and then Garrett was like, well, I want to play it. So he finished the game.
Oh wow.
And so
did Garrett ever get that trophy for, what was it, winning so many games?
No. Fall guys. No. Yes.
So close when that one night when we were over. Felt so bad for a little guy.
He only has 2 trophies to get in Fall Guys, and he's like all bummed about it. And I'm like, dude, you realize that
more trophies than most people.
Like, that's a game that millions and millions of people are playing, and some of them are, it's like less than 1% have like some of these trophies. I'm like, dude, you're doing awesome. I love when
they show you that percentage. Because like Forza Horizon, it's like 0.1 people have gotten this. I'm like, shit, I'm in that. Mm-hmm. I'm in the group.
Yep.
Again.
Stupid.
I think you have new cables still, right? Or do we need to order some more cables?
We might.
Patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts.
You can go listen to the list in another show.
Nope.
And if you are a patron, then you're probably listening to this and going, this is a lot like another show. It is. If you're not a patron, this is what another show is a lot like.
It is. It's true. It's actually, I think this is a little more focused.
Yeah, with another show, we just go off the cuff and talk about whatever. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening in the game world, and we're all really excited, especially Garrett, because I already promised him that once the PS5 comes in, that recently we gave him we had a dresser in our room that we're like, we don't really use it. And we had our TV that we used to have downstairs. We put that in our room, but like, we just didn't watch it. Like, it's funny because we've had TVs in our rooms multiple times and we never use it. And we always like, oh, this will be great.
Same here. I actually took the TV out of my bedroom that I never, like, it's a 42 inch. I probably paid at the time too much for it or whatever.
No, we all do.
And I actually moved it into my living room. So like, I'm on the couch. Aaron's on the right. I'm on the left. Here's my TV stand and my TV, my Xbox and my PlayStation. And then Aaron can watch like Harry Potter and I'll just play video games.
I love it.
It's like, who says you? My grandfather. Okay. I'm like ADDing right now. My grandfather always had 2 TVs in his living room.
Now you know why.
It's genius. There's no fighting.
Well, I've always told April that I would love to have an L desk where I could have I would probably get like a maximum 42-inch TV.
It's perfect.
And then have my video games hooked up to that.
Yep.
And then my computer on the other part of the desk. So that way I could have everything literally right there. And then, you know, if we want to watch something on TV together, we can, you know, do that. But if I'm going to be just playing video games, I could be sitting there. I don't need a 75-inch TV.
No, I actually find... Ooh, Jesus. The reason was that I felt too far away on the couch, even though it was a big TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain that situation. Like, it was like... I like the TV right there to play. So, and you're right. I don't need a 75-inch TV.
No,
it would be ridiculous.
Like,
no, I mean, to play video games like this close,
right?
Like, yeah. Play, like 2 feet from the TV.
But real talk, because we have the big, what is it, 75-inch?
It's 75
TV. Yeah. I've had it where I'm playing Animal Crossing on the TV and I have to like stand up and do something. So I have my controller and I'm standing like 2 feet away and it gives me fucking vertigo.
No, it's great for watching TV. Mm-hmm. It's not great for video games,
yeah.
The way I play, I guess.
Yeah, and that's my thing. So, like, if I eventually get that L desk, what I would end up doing is I would get a really good TV.
Oh, yeah.
You're still looking at for top quality vision and stuff. It still can be expensive, but
yeah, if you wanted to go like OLED or something.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
I mean, I think I will when I get a 4K machine, you know, Xbox or PlayStation, probably mm-hmm. Xbox. I will replace my 42-inch with a 4K 42-inch. It won't cost me more than a couple $100, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, because all these TVs are just shot down in price. The TV we have now, I remember a point where, you know, it would have been like $4,000. And when we bought it, it was actually on sale because they're like originally it was like $2,000-something. So I think we only paid what, like $1,500
for this?
Yeah,
no, that was under a grand. We paid like $900 for it.
Was that so? Mm-hmm. I got my 65-inch for $380.
Yep,
I mean, it's an RCA. It's not the top of the line, mm-hmm. but I mean, it looks great.
No, that's all that matters.
And then, oh, this is funny. Okay, so I get the new TV, and then I go into my cable settings to see if I can switch to 4K, which you can. Mm-hmm. But it was showing my old settings, and I had it for fucking 10 years on my plasma TV, which is a 1080p, right? Is it 1080p?
Yeah.
Which is whatever the top was at 1080.
1080p, yeah.
720. Motherfucker. I had that
for 10 years.
For 10 years. Did not realize that my cable was set at 720 instead of 1080.
Smooth.
Real talk, like,
I don't know if I can tell.
We've gotten so used mm-hmm. to high definition with, you know, 720 even and 1080 that go back and watch like what we watched growing up. And there is such a monstrous difference. Yeah. And you're like, how did we watch TV back then?
Oh, see the old CRTVs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I remember when I bought my top of the line 27-inch Magnavox.
Ooh.
I had a Magnavox too.
Out of the ass for it. But goddamn, did we play some Tecmo Bowl on that thing?
Oh, yes.
And the thing was heavier than anything.
With graphics.
It's actually still down in my basement.
Really?
We didn't bring that up.
I don't know why we even got... Well, we put it down there and hooked a cable box up to it so Erin could watch TV while she does laundry. Again, it's like the bedroom TV. Mm-hmm. Never got turned on.
Yep. Right. Like I was saying earlier, actually, I got Metal Gear Solid. It just came to PC.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, it looks so fucking... Excuse my language, but I saw on your Twitter, that's what I was trying to get to. It looks so blocky.
Well, that's the funny thing. It's like, I remember playing the demo from Pizza Hut that I got that had Metal Gear Solid on it. It was a blue disc.
I remember.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater and Crash Bandicoot.
Remember when Burger King put out their own games?
Yeah.
Sneak King and something else.
Oh, those. And they were actually not horrible.
Sneak King was not that bad for a game you got for like a buck or something.
Right.
Didn't that one, it was that one or one of the other ones Pizza Hut did that had Tekken 2?
Yeah, oh yeah, Tekken 2 was on a bunch of them.
And there was some like snowboarding one or
Cool Borders.
Cool Borders,
yeah. Oh, the old demo discs you get in the mail with your magazine.
Those were those?
That was a bomb, man.
I miss the CD-ROMs that used to come in cereal boxes. I got Amazon Trail. I got it was a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game. I got there were a bunch of them that I had got, like games that I got for PC.
Yoda Stories was my favorite.
Yeah, I remember I had Electronic Musician, and they would be like sample packs, and then like you know like three new songs from somebody you never heard. Like it was. I guess with the internet, you don't need it. Just it's all readily available. There was something to that that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then you find out that a lot of these demo discs had like codes that you could put in. Like
really,
I can't remember which magazine it was through. It was a demo disc, and if you put a code in, it played the music video for Korn's "Got the Life."
Nice.
There's like a little thing in there that was just hidden.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I remember playing the demo for Metal Gear Solid at the time, and it just blew me away how great it looked. And so I played the shit out of that game a lot. So all these years, I get it downloaded. I'm like, hell yeah, Metal Gear. And it starts going, I'm like, holy shit, this is bad.
The best part is I was sitting in the chair while he was sitting at the computer desk playing this game. And I listened as he recited word for word the entire beginning dialogue and multiple times the dialogue through the middle part of the game.
Oh, yeah, I played that game
a little bit.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Oh, I told her, my thing when I was a teenager, because I didn't have a lot of money, I would play that game over and over. I could beat the game in like 2.5 hours.
I beat the original on the NES.
Yeah, I also have that too.
That was fun. I'd probably play it now and be like, that's dumb.
It's hard.
It was hard.
It's very hard. They actually include an easy mode on the PC version. And even that, I was like, yeah, been a while. Oh, shit, I'm dead. Damn it, I forgot how hard this game is.
Man.
But, yeah, games are, they're exciting, and there's a lot of cool stuff happening, but, a lot of people are also, I get sick of the elitists that are like, oh, well, this has more teraflops.
Again, Fartknocker358 with his 14 followers, who cares?
True. Yeah. It's like, how about you guys instead just be like, hey, you play on that system.
Probably a 12-year-old cool anyways. Games.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I wish. Yeah, there's idiots.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the same thing. I mean, adults do it with Ford Chevy.
True. It never ends.
Takes me to work. Come on.
Yeah, right.
What are we arguing for?
But you know what's interesting? Something I never thought of before until I heard someone else talk about it on a podcast, and it's very true. How many industries do you know in which something is announced and there's pre-orders for it and they're gone within seconds, or we'll even say minutes, and there's times where you can't get that item for upwards to 4 to 6 months?
It's nerdy stuff like synths. When a new synth isn't, like a synthesizer is announced. Like Behringer's announcing the new ARP 20, copy of the ARP 2600, gone. Pre-sold, gone. I remember my TD3s that I ordered, they were announced in March, and it took me till the next February before I was able to fill my orders. But it's nerdy, it's super niche, nerdy stuff usually, but video games aren't that. They're mainstream, so that is an interesting...
Yeah, that's something that you would think after all these years... Every console generation, it's the same damn thing. Feels like it's
done on purpose.
Well, the thing that is stupid is it's like you have all these people. We live now in an age where people can set up their computer so there's bots that will refresh a page 75 times a second. And as soon as there's something available, bam, it's theirs. And it sucks because you have I'd seen a lot of people that bought these systems and turn around and go on eBay. Someone has a PS5 on eBay right now for $500,000.
Dude, if I had enough money, you could buy two. I ain't no shame in my game. I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I get you. I get it.
My thing is, like, let the people that actually want the system, mm-hmm. Let people have a chance And I don't know. It just sucks because
I get it. I know what you're saying.
That something as massively popular as video games, the companies themselves, Microsoft, Nintendo, PlayStation, they would be like, all right, gang, we need to mass produce the fuck out of this so that anybody who wants one can get one. And yeah, you're going to have people that are going to ultimately wait because who has that kind of money?
Right. It's hype. It's look, we sold out. That's how great this is.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, we can't even fill the orders. You see that too with tickets, concert tickets, tickets, resale.
Fucking scalpers.
Scalpers, yep.
Scalpers.
What a name too. Scalpers.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Native Americans are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What'd we do?
Well, we get dragged into this.
We can end now, I guess. I mean, are you guys content with this episode, or do you want to? You got anything else on your mind?
I can't think of anything.
If you're ever in Michigan, have April make you fish tacos. They're delicious.
I do make a mean fish taco. It was beer battered cod, and I made homemade coleslaw and just a little bit of shredded Mexican cheese.
So good.
It was delicious.
It hit the spot. I didn't know how badly I was craving those until I ate one and realized I hoovered it in so quickly that I didn't even taste it. And then I had to have another one. Mm. It was really good.
Yeah.
We had sushi tonight.
Oh,
dude. So good. They had Soho Sushi, downtown Grand Rapids.
Soho!
We had it delivered.
Good sushi.
Nice.
We had the shrimp, just a regular shrimp roll.
No. Always good.
Always good. Yeah, can't fail. Had the spider, which is the soft shell crab.
That's so good. That's one of my favorites.
And we had a Grand Rapids roll.
Really?
Which was a really spicy crab.
Keep going.
Rice. Mm-hmm. And then avocado. And then raw salmon on the outside.
Oh, really?
God. And then this
what I expected from the Grand Rapids roll.
Yum yum sauce, mm-hmm. That you know, that sweet, male-y, whatever, fucking nectar of the gods.
Yep.
That
could be God's semen.
It was so good. By the way, God's semen. Good band name. First time I'd ever had lettuce. In rolls. They put lettuce in, not the Grand Rapids, but the other two rolls.
Really?
Which traditionally I don't know.
Yeah.
This place also did asparagus in a lot of their rolls.
We went for Chinese buffet. We finally braved the elements and did Chinese buffet. Mm. And honestly, it was really worth it. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I had the same experience where the sushi, I mean, it was like buffet sushi. It is what it is.
Not the
right?
best, but it's not be the best, worse.
But it's not it'll gas do. Station sushi
exactly.
either.
It'll do. And they had a bunch up there. And, you know, I'm always one for just going up. I just grab like one of everything because I like to try all the different stuff. And they had a California roll, but it had super thinly sliced strawberries over the top.
Really?
And the other one had super thinly sliced kiwi.
Oh,
yeah.
It was interesting.
Really weird.
It
was
weird.
Good. It was fantastic, but like it was something I was not anticipating that.
Usually it's just savory as opposed to the sweetness there.
Yeah.
I didn't try the kiwi one. I don't think they had that. I had the strawberry one though.
It was unexpectedly delicious and now I keep thinking about it.
Mm.
Josh and I were talking because we have our 5-year anniversary coming up in 2 weeks. Shit.
Is it really 5 years already?
2 weeks. Yeah, it's our 5-year anniversary. And we're like, God, what do we do? It's COVID kind of puts a damper on everything.
It does. But you can treat yourself, get a little sushi delivered to you.
Well, we even thought about going back to that Chinese restaurant because we were pleasantly surprised. We had never been there before. And
It was a big place. There was a huge selection.
And despite being in COVID and buffet, I know most people are like, what are you guys doing? Why are you going there? This place was amazing. Like everybody was so far spaced from each other. Mm. They gave us a mountain of gloves at our table and they instructed us like, okay, when you go up every single time, wear these gloves. Mm. And so you'd go up, you know, grab your plate with your gloves on, do all your stuff. And I noticed that when nobody was up there, they were going through and wiping all the utensils.
They had a ton of people like policing the buffet area too, like calling out people who weren't wearing the masks right or who didn't have gloves on.
And then when we would come back, we would actually take our gloves and you would not use them again. You would use a new set of gloves.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Here in Michigan, the Supreme Court ruled against the governor's ability to close down and regulate stores due to COVID.
Yep.
Which takes place in 21 days. I'll be interested to see if restaurants will voluntarily continue that.
Or right.
I think some of the
just going to go back to normal. And
it might depend on
Wild West. Right.
It might depend on location. I think a lot like here where we live, like our county is the reddest county, like in Michigan.
Really?
Oh, and nationwide. Oh, yeah. Almost. Yeah. Ottawa.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yep. So it would not surprise me if like
red as in politics or red. Oh, I thought you meant red as in like COVID cases.
No, that's actually
Kent County.
Yeah, I was about to say Kent or
Wayne County.
Yeah, Wayne County.
Our county is very strong with a Republican. Christian.
You guys have churches in the parking lot of other churches.
This is actually a fact. Our county has more churches per square mile than anywhere else in the United States.
It is the Christian Reform capital of the world.
Yeah.
No joke. It is.
Yep. It is. And the thing is like April and I, we are both agnostic. And so it's one of those things, like, it doesn't bother us. No. I know other people.
Those are good places for, you see a lot of good stuff come out at your, I mean, you know, they help the poor and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're right. The politics do lean very conservative here.
Right. Very Christian conservative right wing in our area. And it is what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, the point
you live here because it's a good place to live.
Yeah.
But yeah, the point I was trying to make is that I think because it's so conservative here, I think that restaurants will lean that way as well because they know the clientele. Yeah. They know they'll have more people come back if they get rid of the masks and the gloves and stuff like that and the social distancing, I think.
And maybe all the work we've done so far will keep it safe to when it does open up that way.
I think it also depends on. How is it a chain or is it a mom and pop shop? Right.
Yeah, that'll definitely make a difference
because there are some places they have been struggling and they're like, we don't know if we are going to make it through this.
Yeah,
bad.
You know, because the thing is, we're going into winter, and a lot of these places have been shut down for so long, and maybe they're opened up and they're losing money, and they're losing their livelihoods, so. Like, do they open up so that way they in hopes of getting some of that revenue so they can stay open?
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah.
If this would have been taken, I think Michigan did a pretty good job of staying on top. I know everybody is mad. I don't know.
Our side of the state.
I honestly don't know the governor's popularity right now. Because I don't hear much positive.
It depends on where you go. I think it's split pretty evenly between
everything, you know.
Right.
50-50. Well, that's
Michigan is very balanced in that way where like the western half is super conservative, but the like east side, Detroit and Ann Arbor, they're very liberal.
It's Grand Rapids is kind of like on its own a little island as far, and then everything else around the city of Grand Rapids is very conservative.
That's very fair to say. Very fair.
I don't think Grand Rapids ever really even elects a Republican or Democrat mayor. It's always an independent that wins, which is strange.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about Grand Rapids is over the years, it's become, I would say fairly cultured.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have an art. Well, we used to have an art.
Yeah, that's up to debate. It might be gone.
That's sad. That really brought a lot of revenue into the city.
A lot of places.
But I mean, Grand Rapids has we have minor league teams. It's a growing city. I mean,
lots of different types of food.
The Medical Mile. I mean, we're called Beer City. I mean, we're not the only. Like, I know Raleigh, North Carolina gets called Beer City as well. But
yeah.
I've been there. It ain't Grand Rapids. And that's a bigger city than us, but we do a better job.
I know people that have, like my brother, he's been all over. He loved to travel all over the place. And he's like, There's something about Grand Rapids. It's just different. It's big enough to be a city. Mm-hmm. And like you acknowledge, like, yeah, this is the city. But it's also not Chicago or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not scary in that way.
Yes. You can walk downtown Grand Rapids and feel pretty comfortable.
At a yes, if you do it at a reasonable hour.
Right. Very true.
But that's probably true of any.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens at 3 a.m. is all I'm saying.
And that's been your come visit Grand Rapids minute.
we have an orange statue you can stare at.
Yes, it looks like a
orange spider.
Yeah. We have listeners, though, that are in Grand Rapids and the surrounding areas. People that have reached out to us.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
But we appreciate all of you. Thousands of listeners. You guys are all rad. And we don't have a rad dad. So we're going to designate that
Rad Listeners 2020.
Hopefully you don't have the drinking problem of.
Sorry, Ryan.
He won't listen to this anyway because he's not in it.
Well, that's true. He won't hear his own voice. No, he does listen to these.
I know.
And he, that's a whole joke from years ago, the whole drinking thing.
Yeah, Ryan's been awesome with that. Yeah. We should give him credit.
Write a parody song anymore.
Room.
Ryan's drunk.
That was the best though. We haven't heard that in ages.
No.
I wonder if I have it here. We could play it again.
You should put it on the soundboard on your mixer.
Might be a designated on my cloud.
Ooh.
I mean, it should be the number one on the cloud. But you know, we should give credit to the Rad Dad 2020 because he is not here and we love
he's at
Ryan.
A wedding.
Aww. Not his own wedding.
I would like to think that we would be invited to that wedding.
Right.
If we're not all part of that wedding party.
Look, I haven't even met his girlfriend, so.
Is it weird that if he were to get married, I would want to be like a best man?
No.
I don't like a bridesmaid. It feels weird.
Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Like
it should be the three of us, right?
So this is
his
call.
Brother.
Yeah.
Actually, I could see us being master and mistress of ceremonies.
Hell no, that's way too much work.
I would probably.
Well, I'm the DJ.
I'm ordained. So
that's true. Well, he was in our wedding. Ryan was. He was one of the ushers. Yeah.
Rad Usher 2020.
Yeah, he was Rad Usher 2015.
Yeah.
Yep. So okay, for Ryan's wedding, Larry will.
I'll do the ceremony.
He'll do the ceremony and DJ.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, okay,
I want to have fun
enough.
With you guys.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true.
At this point, we have iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Make
your
own playlist.
Exactly.
Honestly,
you could.
That's what we did. We just downloaded everything and put it on a USB and gave it to the lady. Like, here, plug this in.
I tried to start a DJing business right as the iPad broke out.
Oh no!
Oh bummer.
It wasn't going to be. Well, I would had hoped it would become a thing, but. It was a way to make extra money, but then, I mean, like, why?
Yeah.
Hire a DJ for $2,000.
Right.
When you can just throw on your iPad.
But see, that's the thing that would be interesting. If you had, like, a system set up so maybe you could go in and, like, these are all the songs available. You could have several thousand songs and you could request them.
Oh, there is a, I use it, I think it's called, like, I don't remember what name. I use it for our, I've used it in the past for our Union Christmas parties, and you take it's an app. You print out a QR code, you scan it, and you request songs.
Nice,
and then people can vote yes or no.
Oh, cool,
and then whatever gets the it goes in the order of popular votes. It plays through Spotify.
You know what'd be awesome is if you did a wedding, right, and you had a system set up so you had all these songs, right, and you could put all the ones that you would want requested. But, and it would go by, you know, the time that request comes in. So you have this list, say 75 songs, but if you want to hear that song like next, and like I said, you're at a wedding, you could pay $1 and that song is the next one. And that money goes to the bride and groom. or to the, you know, the, you know,
we have this is copywritten. Josh gets all the money for this idea if it doesn't already exist.
Yes,
because that would be
it'd be great. Yeah, you could you could do a Cash App or something, or you know, through the app and donate the money.
Yeah, it might not be a lot, but like once people start getting a little intoxicated,
what's the dollar dance that they do, or the
the
buck and suck or whatever it's called. Have you ever heard the buck and suck?
I know the bride and the dance where you pay a dollar to dance with them. We didn't do that.
The buck and suck is Jesus. Look, I come from a redneck family, and the buck and suck was the there was candies stuck on the on the bride's. May have been one fucking hell of a party I went to, but you paid a buck and you could grab the candy off the bride's dress.
Wow,
with your mouth. The buck and suck.
Interesting.
And then there was the another one. This one was a little more popular. I think that's only seen that once. It was the dollar dance, but you got a shot with it too.
Oh, nice. Okay, that might be.
If it's an open bar, I mean, a dollar. I mean,
for a shot.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not bad.
It helps raise money for their, you know.
Yeah, because booze ain't cheap at a wedding.
No, no shit.
Yeah. That's why we did our wedding in the morning.
My dad told me how much he paid out in booze. I'm like, thank you, Dad.
Yep.
But yeah, that would be awesome because then even if you did like $2, like it could go to the bride and groom or whoever to help pay for the wedding.
But it's like the virtual jukeboxes that exist now. You can pay an extra.
Yeah, because at that bar you took us to, they had that where you could request the songs digitally on your phone.
Was that the Fifth Street Hall?
Yeah.
Those halls are hurting right now. Right now is Pulaski. It was supposed to be Pulaski Day weekend, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
You know,
this is funny because tonight, as I'm getting ready to come here, they have a group on a flatbed truck playing polka music going through the neighborhood, and you can stop and give them what they're doing is they're raising money for these halls.
Oh, man.
That's
so cool. Like literally we're watching. I'm like, there's a flatbed truck. Poor guys are freezing cold, I'm sure. And they're playing polka music live out of the back of a flatbed truck. It was so cool. They do it and I've seen them do it before, but this time they're doing it to raise money for the hall. So
that is really cool.
If there's any one thing I would say to you guys, try to do something maybe this week to help support your local businesses and whatnot. and definitely give us your money first.
I mean, give a stranger a handy. Don't listen to my advice.
I mean, if you want to, that's cool.
That's totally up to you.
Wear a mask and a rubber glove and sanitize afterwards.
Yes. Sanitize that dick.
What can I say? I found it.
Perfect.
No one's come up with hand movements yet or whatever.
Oh, let's do it.
Ryan's drunk.
Other hand.
Ryan's drunk.
We're literally doing it.
Ryan's drunk.
Both hands?
No.
I keep it short and sweet.
Oh, man.
Well, that was episode blah of COVID therapy, and next week will be the snipers. Whoops! Next week will be
we're going to talk about Sniper Wolf from Metal Gear Solid. Yeah.
Snipers are involved in our next episode. That's a hint, I guess.
Yeah, bang! Yeah, oh, you shot me, bro.
So we'll be back with a regular episode, and I think the next week will be
another COVID therapy.
Hmm? I'll be interested in that one because I ain't going to be here for that one.
Yes. Spoiler alert, as we come into the holiday season, you're going to be getting a lot more COVID therapy episodes. We might have to give them a new name.
Yeah.
Holiday
Christmas
therapy.
Christmas therapy. Holiday therapy.
Family therapy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Need some of that.
Yeah, you guys know that we are busy.
We're going to keep shows coming. We just don't know what they will be.
We are doing our best.
I mean, at this point, if you aren't invested in the banter of the regular shows.
Yeah, if you're coming for the conspiracy and not the therapy.
Yeah, you're in the wrong business. Yeah. Anybody got anything to say before we end this bad bear?
I like tits.
play guitar and I finger checks.
Yep, there it
I
is.
Love pussy.
Boobs, Lord. Pussy, boobs, pussy.
Then this is me.
Okay, bye.
This has been a presentation of Beer City.